My dear students and parishioners, today, as you know, is a feast of St. Peter, called St. Peter's Chair at Antioch. And in the gospel for today, we read that our Lord highly praised St. Peter because he asked, "Who do men say that I am? And then who do you say that I am?" And it was only Peter who was brave enough, convinced enough, to say, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah," which means Simon, son of John, "because flesh and blood has not revealed this to thee." In other words, men have not told you, but my Father revealed it to thee. And then our Lord said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And then our Lord went on to say to Peter, "To you, Peter, I will give the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose upon earth will be loosed in heaven." So that authority that popes have, we call that the power of the keys. And you probably have seen pictures of St. Peter or statues of St. Peter holding in his hand a set of keys, just to symbolize this papal authority and power. And it reminds us that the church has the right to make laws for the faithful. Now, when you study your catechism, you learn the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments we call the Ten Commandments of God, because they were given by God to Moses. But we also learn that there are six precepts or commandments of the church. For instance, to assist at Mass on all Sundays and holy days of obligation. The church has the authority to appoint holy days, and we must go to Mass under pain of sin, just as we do on Sundays on those holy days. Again, our Lord said to St. Peter, "Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven." So we have assisting at Mass on all Sundays and holy days, and abstaining and fasting on the days appointed. Now, you children who are not yet adults, you don't have to fast, but you must abstain from meat when it is a day of abstinence or partial abstinence. And we have to be aware of that and be conscientious Catholics obeying the laws of the church. The other laws of the church, which would be going to confession at least once a year, receiving Holy Communion during the Easter time, contributing to the support of the church according to one's ability, and to observe the laws of the church concerning marriage. So these are the six commandments of the church. And let us remember that when we abstain from meat on Friday, for example, we are doing God's will. We are obeying a law of the church, because our Lord said to Peter, "What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven." So let us be conscientious Catholics, obedient to all the laws of the church and the laws of God. And let us, as I told the seminarians this morning, to pray for a true pope, that God will once again give his church a true pope to guide us. St. Peter, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.